A Singapore judge has dismissed opposition leader Pritam Singh's appeal against his conviction and sentence for two counts of lying to a parliamentary committee. The Workers' Party chief has paid the maximum fine of $7,000 for each charge, and these were linked to how he handled former WP MP Reza Khan's false anecdote in Parliament. During the appeal, Mr. Singh's defence argued the trial judge ignored key evidence in finding him guilty and questioned Ms. Khan's credibility. The prosecution also said Mr. Singh's evidence was inconsistent. In delivering his judgment, Justice Stephen Chong found the trial judge's decision was supported by evidence. And CNA's Geraldine Yap tells us what the judge said in delivering his judgment and what's next for the Workers' Party.
Now, the hearing lasted less than 15 minutes in front of a full public gallery, with Justice Stephen Chong briefly recapping the key points of the case as well as the two charges that Singh faced. Now, he said that the court's task was to examine all of the evidence, including the witnesses' testimonies as well as contemporaneous evidence. And having done so, he found that the conviction was supported by the evidence, even though he disagreed with the trial judge's assessment of some aspects of the evidence. Now, Justice Chong said that Singh was hoping that he would not have to deal with Ms. Khan's untruth, and that the Workers' Party leaders, including Singh, were engaged in what he called risk management and damage control. Now, after the verdict was delivered, Singh shook hands with fellow WP MPs Gerald Giam and Fadli Fauzi, who were in the public gallery to show their support for him. He then spoke to the media outside the Supreme Court, and he told us that he was disappointed but accepted the outcome of today's hearing.
I respect and accept the judgment fully and without reservation. Some of you would have followed this matter for some time. I certainly took too long to respond to Raisa's lie in Parliament. I take responsibility for that.
Now, the decision by the appeal court today is final and cannot be further appealed. And we understand that Singh has paid off his fine of $14,000. Now, this brings to an end a legal saga, a legal battle that lasted over 1.5 years, starting from when Singh was first charged with the two counts back in March last year. He said that now his focus is to continue to serve Singaporeans and to speak up for them.
There are many Singaporeans who have followed this matter closely. I thank you for your generous reservoirs of goodwill, kindness, and support. Your support reminds me of the importance of the work that we do and how important it is that your trust is not taken for granted. I thank everyone for your support. I will continue to do my best in service of Singapore and Singaporeans.
Now, Singh and the Workers' Party will, of course, also be hoping that this will mark the end of a 4-year saga that was sparked by that initial lie told by Ms. Khan in Parliament back in August 2021.